This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
This may already be obvious by the time you hear this, but I'm recording it on the evening of March 3rd, Tuesday. This is Mike Adams for pandemic.news. And one of the headlines today from OregonLive.com is that hundreds of people may be infected with the coronavirus in Oregon, that hospital workers are now exposed and, quote, quarantined, which we already know doesn't mean what you think it means. Usually that means they send people home to self-quarantine. And many people don't self-quarantine because it's too boring. So they go out to the mall or they go out to the shopping center or they go out to buy groceries. And then if they're caught by health officials later and they ask them, why'd you go out? Weren't you under self-quarantine? And the people usually say, well, I just went out for a little bit. I just needed some oranges or whatever. They have these weird, bizarre excuses that make no sense. When you explain to them, well, the whole point of you being under quarantine is so you don't go out in public and infect other people and touch grocery cart handles and doorknobs and elevator buttons and all these things. And they say, well, I just had to buy some bottled water or whatever. So basically, these self-quarantines are a joke, and it is spreading all across America. As I said earlier today, I was on the Alex Jones show today. I'm kind of the frequent guest there now for the coronavirus updates. And I said there that this is spreading through airplanes and airports all across America right now. It is spreading. It is multiplying. And it's doubling about every week or sooner. And so we've done some math exercises together on this from time to time. Always fun, right? Always kind of a nerdy fun thing to do. Let's use exponential math and double some numbers and see what happens. Well, if you double the number of infected Americans, which right now is about 10,000, not yet confirmed, the states are catching up, but it's about 10,000 people who are infected nationwide today. But let's just say it's only 5,000, right? Just, it hardly matters. The only difference is 1 week. So a week later, the 5,000 becomes 10,000. And then a week after that, the 10,000 becomes 20,000, especially as people continue to travel and move through airports and airplanes and go to work at their offices and attend conferences. And, you know, all these things are happening, like Expo West Supply Side Show, which we normally have staff there to look for raw materials and ingredients and things. This year, we're not sending anybody. Why? Because it's in Anaheim, right near the Costa Mesa town and, you know, not far from where the U.S. Air Force was trying to deposit infected patients there in California. So we're not sending anybody there this year. So we're going to miss that show. But a lot of other people going to shows. I think Comic-Con is still on. I think the Japanese Summer Olympics are still on, by the way. And people are going to other shows and other conferences. And so this is spreading. So in a week, it'll go from 10,000 to 20,000. So let's just do the math together a little bit. So if it starts at 10,000, in 1 week it's 20,000, 2 weeks it's 40,000, 3 weeks it's 80,000, and in 4 weeks, that's 1 month, it's 160,000, right? From there, it's what, 320,000, 640,000, 1,024,000, 2,048,000. Wait, did we already get into millions? How did that happen so quickly? Was I even doing the math right? this is called exponential math. And this is how quickly it happens. So when you start looking at millions of people getting infected, which can happen in just a few weeks, actually, this is the power of exponential growth. It kind of multiplies in the background silently under your radar, and then one day you wake up and it's like, boom, there's a million people infected. That's how it happens. There are very important ramifications here. So number one, with the death rate of 2% to 15%, you're starting to talk about tens of thousands of people dying a few weeks after we start to hit millions of people infected, because it does take time for patients to expire. So the deaths will lag behind the infections by several weeks. That's important to note, because on the day you have a million people infected, you're not going to have 20,000 people die that day. Those 20,000 people are going to die like 3 or 4 weeks later, typically something like that. So the deaths lag behind the infections. But the second thing to ask yourself or realize is that this will explode overnight in a way that will take people by surprise. And we're almost there. It's going to explode very rapidly. And there are only a couple of ways to inhibit that spread. Really only a couple of ways. One, you can force people to isolate or recommend they isolate. If you isolate people and stop having domestic air travel and stop having commuters use subways and trains and stop having people visit each other in church or movie theaters or malls or wherever, you know, stop going to the dentist, shut down the entire system, then you can stop the spread. That is effective. But of course, there are other repercussions that are quite disastrous from that. The other way is you could introduce something, maybe a drug, maybe a vaccine, theoretically, maybe an antiviral herb or a vitamin, theoretically. You could introduce something to the entire population that would inhibit replication of the virus. In other words, effective, potent antivirals in any form, whatever molecule that is. Well, ask yourself, are there potent antivirals that will be promoted by the president and the CDC and the FDA? Of course not, because the things that work are plants and herbs and vitamin D and vitamin C and things like that, at least work against other infections, respiratory infections, things like that. Will those things be promoted by the FDA and the CDC and the White House? Never, because they're not drugs that can make money for the drug companies. So we're going to have the withholding of information about things that can stop this so that people don't learn how valuable vitamin D is, for example, or how potent turmeric is, or spirulina, or licorice root, or all these other things that are potent antivirals, or colloidal silver, or other experimental medicines that some people might try in all their various forms. So we're never going to get any official recommendation for those things that might work. Instead, because they only know the world of pharmaceuticals, and because they work for the drug companies, and they're only interested in vaccine profits and prescription medication profits, they will allow this thing to spread and multiply inadvertently, because they won't promote natural antivirals. And so this will spread to millions of people, very likely millions of infections across the country. And then maybe one day there'll be an antiviral drug that could help. But by that time, there are going to be millions of people infected, maybe tens of millions across the United States and certainly around the world. And so I ask people, because this realization hits people hard. They're like, what do you mean millions of people are going to get infected? And for every million people who are infected, that's 20,000 deaths. If there's a 2% mortality rate, yeah. That's right, 20,000 people dead. So people don't, you know, the average person just can't accept it. So they'll say, well, something must stop this. And you show them the progression of exponential spread, the velocity of transmissivity of the virus on a spreadsheet, for example. Show them the math and ask them, okay, if you don't think this is where this is going, tell me, at what point does this math stop working? At what point does the virus stop transmitting? At what point does the virus not become infectious? At what point does the R-naught value drop below 1.0? And no one can explain that because they haven't thought through that. There are only two ways to do it, like I said, isolation and antivirals, period. One, that's the only way to stop this. Well, I suppose there's a third way, which is it just burns through the whole population. It kills maybe 10% of the population. Everybody else is immune. And life goes on for those 90%. That's the third way. So that third way may be, I mean, that's kind of the default. That's the last ditch way. That's going to happen one way or another. Isolation and antivirals can slow the spread through the population, but they probably can't stop it long term. And the more isolation you have, the faster society shuts down. And then you have a lack of services and food deliveries and firefighters and, you know, coal plant operators that provide the power grid, you know, functions and so on. The more you isolate people, the more society shuts down. Then you start to get secondary deaths from starvation and disease and chaos and lawlessness and looting and violence in cities that are barely under control right now. So you can't shut down society or you get more deaths. So you see, there is no way that America escapes this without a lot of people dying and a lot of people infected. And probably a lot of survival-type scenarios suddenly emerging. You know, many so-called worst-case scenarios are about to become very real. And yet, we still live in a nation where the average person is in a state of denial that any of this is going to happen because they can't imagine it. Well, don't be in that state of denial. Be in a state of informed wisdom. And you do that by reading pandemic.news. That's my website. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I've been arguably one of the most accurate journalists in the world from day one covering this. My predictions have been confirmed again and again, day after day after day. Not trying to brag, just saying that this wasn't hard to project where this was going. And I can tell you right now where it's going is millions of infections in America. You know, 3 months from now, that won't seem outlandish anymore. It'll seem self-evident. That's where this is going. You know, unless there's an intervention, something powerful that stops this. So far, I don't see any evidence that something like that could emerge. But thank you for listening. Spread the word, get informed, and get prepped, get ready. Because there will be some food shortages in all of this as well. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.